Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 146 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This page continues the ancient oriental weapons section. We're not going to talk too much about the weapons on this page, though, because while we do get some important ones, the Nodachi, the biggest of swords, if you're into that, what we also get on this page is the beginning of ninja equipment. And a couple of pages ago, I stepped in to warn you about some unscrupulous medieval weapon salesmanship, and I'm afraid that I'm on the case again. We know from our investigation of the ninja martial arts style that ninjutsu, especially at low levels, is full of fucking goobers. These guys are rubes, and they need to be wised up because they're getting scammed. Listen to this enlightening note at the beginning of the ninja equipment section. Quote, "The ninja have developed a number of specialized tools and weapons to aid their missions. These weapons are often provided by ninja organizations or built by the ninja himself. Ninja equipment is generally not commonly available to the public." So a ninja clan is an organization that employs people to go out on all kinds of jobs for them. You know, you're an independent contractor for ninjas, but when you want to go out and take a ninja job, you're going to need some ninja equipment. And you can't just go down to the local military surplus store, the Big Five or whatever, and pick up the clothing and equipment that you need to do this job. No, you have to use special proprietary ninja equipment built by ninjas for ninjas. This is perfectly understandable for something like, let's say, an eggshell smoke bomb. I don't know how to make one of those. If I decided to, you know, make some cash on the side, sign up for the ninjutsu app, you know, it's like Uber, but for assassination, and take a job, and I needed a smoke bomb for that, I would want to just buy that from a ninja who knows how to do that. But a lot of this ninja equipment does not fall into this category. For example, the very first one listed here is ninja boots. Quote, "Although the tabi socks above," there's a picture above here of a ninja in ninja pajamas, "are fine for indoor use, extended outdoor activity, especially in rough country, requires more durable footwear. The boots come in the standard colors, lace up to the knee, and have a thick rubber sole." So what ninja boots are is boots. They're just boots, but you can't go out on ninja duty with regular boots. You gotta buy special ninja boots. They cost like $100. What a fucking scam. You're going to get called into the office when you go out on assignment, and the fucking middle-aged balding ninja PIC is going to be like, you're going to need some boots for this mission, Genji. Don't go out and buy some boots for yourself. Don't even worry about it. We need them to match your ninja pajamas, which, by the way, Genji also had to buy from them for like $600. Seriously. No, Genji, don't, you can't use your own boots. You have to use ninja boots for this, but don't even worry about it. We'll just withdraw it from your next paycheck. And we'll get you our special proprietary ninja boots, okay? You're going to look really professional. I'm just going to send that order down to my sister down in the footwear department, other side of the hall, down on the left, and we'll pull some boots out of the warehouse, and we'll just pull that $100 right out of your paycheck. And of course, Genji, because he's in the goober class, doesn't know he's getting ripped off here. But I see what this is. I see your fucking ninja boot hustle, Bill from HR. Fuck your ninja boot hustle. And this is going to add up quick for a character who starts with like no money, because you're a ninja, right? But how deep are you into the ninja clan company store by the time you even get to go out on a mission? Boots cost you $100. Your ninja pajamas cost $600. Naturally, you're going to need your weapons, including shurikens at $5 a pop, $2 more than a throwing knife that does the same damage, by the way, $500 for a ninja bow, and at least $300 for a ninja sword. And these are all markups, by the way. You can tell because in the ninja equipment section, it gives you a price for rope and chain. It says rope's available in any hardware store. You don't need to buy special branded ninja rope. It costs 25 cents per foot. Then there's a rope ladder, which is specifically a ninja rope ladder, which consists of a rope with a knot every 2 feet and a weight at the end. And that costs 3 times as much. What exactly is the ninja secret to tying knots in rope that makes it cost 3 times as much? I'll tell you, the ninja secret is vertical integration. This ninja clan is a streamlined machine. They have access to rope. They tie up the rope themselves and they force the genin to buy it. I mean, if they send this goober out into the night and he immediately falls in a ditch, they're already like $1,500 to $2,000 ahead just from all the Ninja brand gear that he had to buy before he could go out there. I hesitate to focus on the pajamas because their description does not end until the next page. But in combination with the boots, I have to say, the fact that a starting ninja, a dedicated martial artist, starts the game with $1,000 and has to spend 600 of it on ninja pajamas and then 100 more on decent shoes, special ninja brand ninja shoes, that is the dumbest thing on this page. The ninja clans should be ashamed of themselves. I think someone should immediately generate the Better Business Bureau using the organization rules in this book and do a campaign about shutting this down, because this is an unacceptable abuse of goobers. Join me next time when the ninja shopping spree continues on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.